This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. But, of course, we bring things to the table as well, and sometimes we bring the same thing.
Sometimes we do.
To the table. The we in studio tonight is me, Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, you and I both independently brought in different versions of the same story.
Of the same scary stuff.
Yeah, so what sort of scary thing is going on now?
Today's scary story of the week is brought to you by... this comes to us from The Verge. And this one is about Amazon. And Amazon loves to tinker with little things that... some might say make life more convenient. Some may allege that they make us safer, and sometimes it seems to be blatant spying. But in this case, Amazon...
In this case, we're not talking about the Alexa.
Right.
Or the Blink home security camera.
Are you trying to set these off in homes across the country?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, like, because I know that there are legitimate concerns about the Alexa.
Sure.
To where people are, wait a second, if it's, you know, waiting for me to say a certain word, then that means it has to be listening to me to know that I said that certain word.
Yes.
Is it then transmitting all of that stuff? And there have been people that have done some kind of test showing that it's not actually transmitting, and then other people have,
yep,
you know, given anecdotal evidence,
right,
of, well, it sounds like it is transmitting stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, maybe it's something to where somebody was watching TV, listening to a radio, and somebody said, Alexa, and then it woke the thing up, and then somebody said something.
Possible. But when we talk about Alexa, and that's the one that gets a lot of news, but don't forget about Siri and Google.
Right.
So both
and
of those.
And then Samsung has their own
Bixby.
Thing and
Bixby, which is absolutely horrible. I've never seen such a horrible product in my entire life. That would be my opinion to any Samsung employees listening out there.
I thought Samsung's thing was just called Galaxy.
No, they have a personal assistant called Bixby, and the thing just does not seem to work for me for anything.
Okay.
To the point where there are whole apps now in the App Store on how to violently disable Bixby with prejudice. I mean, it's good. It's good. But
let's talk about this scary thing from Amazon, and I think we actually talked about this particular... piece of facial recognition technology called Recognition, but it's spelled with a K.
R-E-K, like you're going to get wrecked. That's what I think of when I read this.
Yeah.
The American Civil Liberties Union tested Amazon's facial recognition system, and the results were not good. To test the system's accuracy, the ACLU scanned the faces of all 535 members of Congress against 25,000 public mugshots using Amazon's Open Recognition API.
All right.
That's an application program interface.
Yep.
None of the members of Congress were in the mugshot lineup, but Amazon's system generated 28 false matches.
Well, they could have been.
I was going to say, we are talking members of Congress. A finding that the ACLU says raises serious concerns about recognition's use by police. Quote, an identification, whether accurate or not, could cost people their freedom or even their lives, unquote, the group said in an accompanying statement. Congress must take these threats seriously, hit the brakes, and enact a moratorium on law enforcement use of facial recognition, unquote. Reached by The Verge, an Amazon spokesman attributed the results to poor calibration. The ACLU's tests were performed using Recognition's default confidence threshold of 80%, But Amazon says it recommends at least a 95% threshold for law enforcement applications where a false ID might have more significant consequences.
Oh, right. 95%, like the success rate of drug dogs.
Good point, Darryl.
Those lie detector tests.
Right.
Or the lineups to where they just have a bunch of people stand in a row. Those things are all at least 95% accurate.
Are they?
Right?
I don't think so. Yeah, folks, here's the honest truth. The honest truth is that most of these technologies and ideas and processes that we've, you know, come to expect when we watch our crime thrillers on TV don't have that high of a success rate. And
right.
What that means to you is that when you are arrested, the odds...
the only thing with a 95% success rate anywhere in the justice system is the prosecutor.
Right, right.
And that's because in over 90% of the cases, people take a plea deal.
Right.
And in the remaining cases, there's about a 90% conviction rate because, well, this guy's the defendant. He must be guilty.
Right.
Even though we supposedly have a justice system built on innocent until proven guilty, there's all kinds of things that happen. Some of them courts have thrown out as invalid, but they still happen, which is called defendant identification.
Yes.
To where somebody takes the stand. Do you see the defendant? Yes. Where is he? Sitting at the defense table. Thank you. You've just identified the suspect.
That's about it. And a lot of these things that we sort of take for granted, the lie detector, you know, facial recognition, voice prints, all these things, fingerprint. Fingerprints are pretty good. They're high, but they're not infallible.
Right.
And what we're talking about is, you know, whether or not someone gets their liberty taken from them, whether they get their freedom taken from them, or whether they actually lose their life in some cases.
Right. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. There's definitely more to this. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
While 80% confidence is an acceptable threshold for photographs of hot dogs, chairs, animals, and all other social media use cases, the representative said, that's the ACLU representative said, quote, it wouldn't be appropriate for identifying individuals with a reasonable level of certainty, unquote. Still, recognition does not enforce that recommendation during the setup process, and there's nothing to prevent law enforcement agencies from using the default setting. I dare say there's probably nothing restricting them from going from 80% or 85% down to, say, 50%.
And that's scary.
Right. You know, that if you can just slide a slider.
We don't know. Maybe the slider only goes down to 80.
Possible. But just leaving something like that arbitrary up to law enforcement just to basically what it would do is it would probably cast the net wider. So I could see facial recognition saying, okay, we have a crime that got committed in the downtown business district. So let's pull all of our cameras that the city is paid to put up,
right.
And we're going to run all these streams through recognition and see what it comes up with. And if they run it through it, let's say they run it through at 95%.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't get anything, Darryl. What do we do? Well, let's slide that down to 85% and see if we get somebody that way. Let's slide it down to 75%.
Yeah.
Thinking maybe that it wasn't a clear shot. You know what
right.
I mean? I'm thinking like law enforcement may think and say, okay, well, let's adjust it until we start to get some hits.
Right.
And when you're doing that, you're casting the net. So now you've reduced the accuracy of the system, but now you've got, say, 30, 40 people.
Well now we've got potential suspects.
Right. So let's go round them all up.
And then we do a lineup.
Right.
And we bring in the person that wound up getting robbed.
Right.
And if there was a weapon involved, then the identification rate drops precipitously because the person that was victimized was focused on the weapon, not the face of the person that victimized them.
Doesn't matter.
But let's, you know, completely throw that out the window as well. Yeah, there's all kinds of just absolutely horrible, scary stuff involved in the justice system. There's more from this. Again, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And coming up, let's talk farm subsidies and tariffs. And subsidies to bail out people hurt by the tariffs.
There you go.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You open up your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Visit BlinkProtect.com, BlinkProtect.com, to get your Blink home security system. Or go to Amazon.com and search Blink camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into this story. Actually, a pair of stories, one from CNET, one from Verge, about Amazon's recognition facial software, and that's the name of it, is Recognition, spelled with a K instead of a C. And, well, the ACLU did some tests, and turns up that they wound up getting 28 members of Congress coming up matching some criminals. And no, these members of Congress were not themselves criminals.
No, I'm going to debate you on that point. They may very well be criminals. They just weren't the criminals you are looking for.
Particular criminals that were in the photographic makeup of 2,500 criminals. And again, we'll get back into these stories. But first, I want to tell you about something that libertarians have been wanting for a long time. And, well, it's here. And it's good. It's liberty.menu. It's a directory for liberty-minded businesses, digital content, events, and so much more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. And use code FTL after sign up to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. And so, again, talking about this recognition software, spokesperson for Amazon says that while 80% confidence is an acceptable threshold for photos of hot dogs, chairs, animals, or other social media, it would not be appropriate for identifying individuals with a reasonable level of certainty.
Right.
That's why they've put in a higher threshold of 95%, supposedly. But an ACLU lawyer, Jacob Snow, told CNET that Amazon does not necessarily steer law enforcement agencies towards the higher threshold. If a police department uses the software, it will be set by default to 80%, and the officers will not be asked to change the setting, even if they intend to identify criminals. Snow continues saying, Amazon makes no effort to ask users what they are using recognition for.
Damn.
And that's scary, to where they're saying, oh, we're making this facial recognition thing.
No.
But we're not going to ask you why you're using our facial recognition software, and just by default it's 80%, but you shouldn't use it at 80%, even though that's the default, and that's what we put it at the default.
I'm going to go devil's advocate here and say that there are a lot of reasons why people would want facial recognition software. So if you have an Apple device that you can look at and it unlocks your phone, number one, that's horrible security, but you're free to do that. You know that that's part of it. If you have an Android device, say you have a Samsung, a modern Samsung phone, same features are built in. They can do facial recognition. They can do, you know, iris recognition. They can do all kinds of things. That's fine. Excuse me. But what Amazon, all Amazon did was made this platform available through their Amazon Web Services. So AWS or Amazon Web Services are just software services that anybody can subscribe to. So when I think of this, what I'm really, really concerned with is some IT guy in law enforcement, like thumbing through the list of Amazon services, web servers, we got plenty of those, messaging servers, no, we're okay. Ooh, facial recognition.
Right.
So to me, it should never be the onus should never fall on the provider. It should fall on law enforcement, who is supposed to be responsible in how they're acquiring evidence. And if you are going to basically, you know, tune this from 95% and say reasonable suspicion of guilt based on this, or reasonable recognition of your face, down to 80, which is basically dragnet, let's just round up everybody and see what happens. That's law enforcement's problem. It's not Amazon being a bad actor. It is absolutely, absolutely law enforcement.
Right. And, yeah, I know that it's sort of in vogue to hate Amazon.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, have they marketed? And I know nothing about the marketing of this particular thing, but all of the news that I've read about it makes it sound as though they are marketing this to law enforcement.
Hard to tell.
So if you're making a product and you're marketing it to law enforcement, then I would say that the onus is on you to set a default threshold higher than 80% probability. But if it's just something that, you know, got thrown out on, you know, some thing that's kind of like GitHub, and then law enforcement decides to use it, then, yeah, the onus is on law enforcement to make sure that they're using it appropriately.
Right. So I just happen to, you know, go to the Amazon Web Services page and pull up recognition.
So let's jump back into your Verge article, because they've got some info about real-life uses of this. So it's not just hypothetical of, well, they could be using it for fill-in-the-blank.
Right. Amazon's recognition came to prominence in May when an ACLU report showed the system being used by a number of law enforcement agencies, including a real-time recognition pilot by Orlando Police. Sold as part of Amazon Web Services cloud offering, the software was extremely inexpensive, often costing less than $12 a month for an entire department. The Orlando pilot has since expired, although the department continues to use the system. The ACLU's latest experiment was designed with a particular eye towards recognition's partnership with the Washington County Sheriff's Department in Oregon, where images were compared against a database as many as 300,000 mugshots. Quote, "It's not hypothetical," says Jacob Snow, who organized the test for the ACLU of Northern California. Quote, "This is a situation where recognition is already being used." The test also showed indications of racial bias, a longstanding problem for many facial recognition systems. 11 of the 28 false matches misidentified people of color, roughly 39%, including civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, Democrat of Georgia, and five other members of the Congressional Black Caucus. Only 20% of current members of Congress are people of color, which indicates that false match rates affect members of color at a significantly higher rate.
All right, so pause there. Jump over to the CNET article where they mention that they've actually, I think, got a quote from some police agency somewhere. They're saying that nobody's going to arrest anybody based on just this thing giving a false match. The facial recognition narrows down the list of suspects, and then humans take over.
Right.
Well, humans falsely identify people at a high rate as well, especially when there's a mix of ethnicity between victim and perpetrator. Yep. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breast spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
USA Radio News.
The president was in Iowa today where he led a discussion on developing America's workforce. The president was then in Granite City, Illinois, where he toured a U.S. steel facility that was reopened after being closed for 2 years. The president also had a message for the cheaters around the world.
We're putting the world's trade cheaters on notice. No one rips off the United States of America, and nobody takes advantage of our workers or our companies anymore.
Facebook lost $119 billion of its value today marking it the biggest one-day loss in U.S. market history. The company's shares plunged $41, or 19%, to close the day at $176.26. CNET's Dan Patterson has other ideas why Facebook may have dropped.
WhatsApp is growing, the Instagram is growing, but the privacy stuff just kind of lingers for the company, and this costs time, energy, and money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855- 453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line, how you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And there's a couple other ways that you can join us. You can join us on the Skype. Username is lrn.fm. There's also the Discord.
Do we say the in front of every technology?
I do.
You can call us on the phone, or you can call us on the Skype, or you can call us on the Discord. Yeah.
Okay. I say the.
Okay.
It's not a Skype. Like, Skype is the name of the technology.
Right, but you could
it
just say
the Skype.
Call us on Skype. Or even today, you know, you can Skype us at.
You could do that. Or you could Discord us. That just sounds weird.
Just doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
There's the Discord. That's basically like a series of chat rooms, maybe some tubes. There's also a call-in line on that that if you have a decent internet connection and a decent headset, you're going to sound pretty good.
You bet.
Generally better than if you're on, you know, like a cell phone that's got not great connection. Discord.lrn.fm, and every now and then Chris will chat with you and some of the other hosts might chat as well. So we're talking about Amazon's facial recognition software called Recognition. And Chris, you were playing around on the Amazon Web Services, and did you download this thing?
You don't download anything. You just use stuff on their server. So
There's no downloading anymore?
Not really. Not really. It's a web service.
I've been using GitHub wrong.
Oh, well, you can download things. You certainly can, but basically you would spin up a server and in the cloud on Amazon's cloud and say that I would like this service assigned to it, and then you do a bunch of configurations. And we're not going to get into any of that, but basically what it means is you could get into facial recognition without having to buy a whole lot of hardware. That's the big difference.
Right. So do we know, and there's, you know, some stuff in the CNET article that I don't think is necessarily covered in the Verge article. One quick sentence here says, Amazon didn't actually create that many false positives, even at the 80% confidence ratio, compared to, say, the UK Metropolitan Police's facial recognition technology. So here we have one piece of technology that was created by a police department or specifically for a police department. Right. And this other thing called recognition that I still don't know if it was, you know, specifically marketed to police or if they just wound up, you know, stumbling upon this thing and said, oh, wow, here's a technology that looks like it would be good to use.
Well, yeah, it's hard to tell, and I have no idea, you know, what group at Amazon came up with it first. But they list a ton of use cases, and part of it is are things like object seen, activity detection, facial recognition, facial analysis. Is this person happy, sad? Pathing, determining which direction people are going. So picture like a soccer game, predicting paths and things like that. Unsafe content detection in web stuff. Celebrity recognition, text and images, all sorts of things that it's not easy to identify without somebody actually looking. And their thing is you can use their AI and their recognition software to do some of these types of things. The applications could be anything.
All right. So hearing you say AI, and I don't know if that was a slip up and you meant to say API.
No, I meant AI.
But I've read some, well, I haven't read the full articles. I've read headlines and then like the first, you know, paragraph of several articles about people that have tricked Google's SEO, search engine optimization thing, into showing pictures of Donald Trump when somebody does a Google image search for the word idiot.
Yeah, I saw that.
So could this facial recognition thing be gamed using this AI to where people wind up, you know, getting false information inadvertently?
I think you can game anything some way. So the question is what's the incentive to do so and how much effort does it take? So, yeah, I'm sure you can mess with this. I mean, I don't know how well recognition does with photographs. Like right. If I have a, you know, photograph of somebody else and I just sort of bend it across my face, does that mess it up? There's also another technique that's been around for years, which involves basically if you can imagine somebody with like a Rorschach test.
Okay.
You know, a Rorschach ink blot like painted on their face. That throws off.
So juggalos.
Exactly. That has thrown off facial recognition software for years, and it makes it very, very hard to identify who people are. So there's a number of things.
And then wearing sunglasses, wearing a baseball hat.
Yes.
Wearing a hoodie.
Or
a hoodie with a baseball cap and sunglasses. That's how nobody's found D.B. Cooper in the last 40 years.
My mother went to high school with D.B. Cooper.
Allegedly.
That's what she believes, and his name was Dan Cooper, so I have no idea.
Allegedly.
No, that part is true. Yeah, this is the question, and we're talking about two different things. I mean, whether somebody can see you and identify who you are, that's one thing. The bigger concern is when it is in, to me, is when it's in the hands of law enforcement, and they're using it as a tool to identify suspects.
Right.
You know, forget about identifying the criminal. Of course, that's what they want to do. But the real implication to me on liberty is them using this at a very, you know, low standard, rounding up lots of people to bring them in. And one of these times, just like we see in capital crimes, oftentimes eyewitnesses are wrong. You know,
yep.
And if all the people you paraded in front of your, quote, eyewitness were all recognized through facial recognition, it also means the police probably will not be having to do their job as hard.
Right.
because they'll just have this instant list of suspects, and that to me just isn't right. Doesn't sit well.
And you know, I was reading an article a couple days ago about somebody that just wound up getting freed from prison after some ridiculously long amount of time. I forget if it was 20 some odd years or 30 years, but some long amount of time for a crime that he did not commit. And the victim of the crime said, when I looked at the people standing in the lineup, I kept thinking, what if I get it wrong?
Right.
What if I get it wrong?
Yeah. So that's how some people think, and other people are going to say things like, I just want to get out of here.
Right.
That guy looks pretty close. I mean, given the light, and it was late at night, and, you know, I got to pick somebody, so I think it's going to be him.
Right.
And if he's innocent, hey, you know, he'll get off anyway. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
and
always.
That's not how it works, because then the victim winds up getting put on the witness stand and being asked, do you see the defendant? Yes. Where are they? Sitting at the defense table. Let the record reflect that they have identified the suspect. No, they identified the person sitting at the defense table that you asked them to identify sitting at the defense table.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, it's a sad fact. And the goal of law enforcement should not be to get a conviction. The goal of law enforcement should be to identify a person who has committed a crime.
Correct.
And, you know, we've talked about, was that Blackburn's theory or Blackstone's?
Blackstone's the guy that wrote the legal dictionary.
Exactly, but it was basically the question of, I'd rather see, you know,
one go free than nine, or one innocent person.
Rather see 100 guilty people go free as opposed to falsely accusing one innocent person.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think there might be a little bit more to this. Plus, farm subsidies and tariffs and subsidies to bail out people harmed by the tariffs. Yeah, that's actually happening. We'll tell you about it. This is Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, I know you like the cryptocurrencies, as do I, and we both try to bring more people into using cryptocurrency. And something, dear listener, if you want to do the same, then look into CryptoTip. CryptoTip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. CryptoTip is a printable business card size tip that you can give to your service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code on the crypto tip, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and then allows them to claim the amount that you put on the tip. That's right. You get to pick the amount that goes on the crypto tip. And the best part is if they don't claim the tip, you get it refunded after a certain amount of time, and you also specify that as well. You can set it for 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, all the way out to a year. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many as you want at CryptoTip.org. And remember that, again, they're business card size printable cryptocurrency tips, 6 to a page, which is helpful information if you're trying to figure out, you know, how many will fit on 1, 2, or 3 pages. CryptoTip.org.
Yeah, we've been talking about recognition. That's REC, R-E-K with a K, and not to be confused with the slang term used in cryptocurrency, which is wrecked, which means you've bought the wrong thing and its price is going down.
Oh, that's not a crypto term. That's a hood term from the 80s. You about to get wrecked, boo!
Well, I'm telling you, it is definitely a crypto term today. We're kind of bouncing around between two different articles
and
here.
To quote, I forget if it was Ice Cube or Ice T or one of the Ices, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Ah, there we go. R-E-K. Yep. So anyway, this is another line from The Verge. Only 20% of current members of Congress are people of color, and we've been talking about how difficult this system seems to have, the difficulties it seems to have with seeing people of color less, it identifies them less accurately than people with lighter skin. That finding echoes disparities found by NIST, that's the National Institute of Standards and Technology's facial recognition vendor test, which has shown consistently higher error rates for facial recognition tests on women and African Americans. Running faces against a database with no matches might seem like a recipe for failure, but it's similar to the conditions that existing facial recognition systems face every day. The system used by London's Metro Police produces as many as 49 false matches for every hit, requiring police to sort through the false positives manually. What's more significant is the rate at which the false positives cropped up in the recognition test, with more than 5% of the subject group triggering a false match of some kind. In practice, most facial net recognition IDs would be confirmed by a human before they are led to anything as concrete as an arrest, but critics say that even checking a person's identity can do damage. Quote, imagine a police officer getting a false match for somebody with a concealed weapons arrest, says Snow. There's a real danger that if that information surfaced to the officer during a stop, it's not hard to imagine it turning violent, unquote. The test also raises concerns over how easy recognition can be deployed without oversight. All the ACLU's data was collected from publicly available sources, including the 25,000 mugshots. The organization declined to name the specific source for privacy reasons, but many states treat mugshots as public records. Amazon's system is also significantly cheaper than non-cloud-based offerings, charging the ACLU only $12.33 for the tests. The tests have also already inspired significant reaction from three members of Congress. Shortly after the test was published, Senator Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, Republican Gutierrez, Democrat of Illinois, and Representative DeSalonier, Democrat from California, signed an open letter to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos asking for a full list of law enforcement agencies using the technology and inquiring about safeguards around using it on children younger than 13. Serious concerns have been raised about the dangers facial recognition can pose to privacy and civil rights, the letter reads, especially when it is used as a tool of government surveillance.
Right, and the ACLU provided a statement to CNET that fits right along with that, saying that such technology could allow and in some cases has already enabled police to determine who intends protest.
Yeah.
ICE to continuously monitor immigrants and cities to routinely track their own residents, whether they have reason to suspect criminal activity or not.
Right.
Changing the threshold from 80 to 95% does not change that. In fact, it could exacerbate it.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, the more I look at this, this looks like just another Amazon Web Service. Hey, we do this too. You can do it. And I don't think there is, I don't see anywhere in here about a, you know, special law enforcement interface, you know, to go in and do all this stuff. I think what it is you upload your data set, you upload your video, you hit the start button.
Right.
It scans through and it says, okay, I flagged 50 or 60 matches here. I think that's it. I don't see anywhere where Amazon has put together a law enforcement facial recognition package. I think it's just, it's one of those things that's out there. It's a web service.
Right, and that's why I was asking the question of, do we know if this was just something they created and law enforcement found it, or if somewhere on the back end, you know, there was some kind of marketing towards law enforcement of, hey guys, go check out this thing that we have over here.
Yeah, I don't know. Customer use cases that Amazon lists on their website are Pinterest, Motorola Solutions, WIA, Armed Data Fusion System, which sounds definitely governmental, Scripps Networks, Open Influence, Soul Platform, Butterfly Eye. I mean, there's all sorts of things. Well, let me see here.
Right, and I'm wondering how long it's going to be before, you know, like the 4chan trolls get a hold of this and start, you know, just taking all kinds of video and running through that to identify people. Will, you know, the alt-righters get a hold of it and start running stuff, trying to determine who is Antifa? Will the Antifa right. people get it and try to identify all of the, you know, Tiki Torch Taliban?
Right, but to do that, you have to have that initial database. You have to have some pictures that you wish to compare your video or your even if it's just photographs, to.
All right, so we, you know, write a script to download everything from Facebook, because Facebook has a pretty decent facial recognition.
Absolutely,
thing
it's already
where people
built
get
in.
Tagged in.
Right.
So you download all of that info somehow.
Right.
And then you run all of this stuff and.
Well, that's a larger scale when you're talking about doing facial recognition against all of Facebook. That's going to take either Facebook to do it or the NSA. So that's probably outside of somebody like, you know, the Washington County Sheriff's Department, which is actually listed here as one of those agencies that has been. Remember how they talked about that in the story, and
right.
they've got a little blurb on here. There's also Bodyworn, which is a company that does some sort of web interface between police body cams and facial recognition. So there's all kinds of things here that, you know, I can't fault Amazon for creating a product and finding out that there's a market that they may or may not have expected to use it.
Right.
But ask questions of your law enforcement. Ask your sheriff. Ask your city's police chief. Are you using facial recognition here? Do some sort of a freedom of information request. Ask them if they are using facial recognition.
And if you live in one of those places where you can do some kind of ballot initiative sort of thing,
right?
Maybe consider putting something together to prohibit your local police from using facial recognition.
It's a great idea. And it's not like, I don't know, law enforcement hasn't existed for a couple hundred years in its modern state. It's not like they can't live without it. They've
right.
lived without it before, and they've caught criminals the entire time. The question is, are you going to let yourself be surveilled upon by a police state? And that's where we're at today.
I don't want it. Chris, I don't think you do either, and most libertarians that I know don't want it. Actually, all of the libertarians I know don't want it. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE-THIS.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.